Good afternoon. So I'm going to talk about a coordinated response that FDA's core undertook with our partners at CDC and many states, which led to the first documented outbreak of listeriosis associated with caramel apples. So beginning in November of 2014, CORE's signals and surveillance team began evaluating two clusters of listeria with two different patterns. The two clusters were later joined together by CDC into one cluster based on the EPI data. For a couple of weeks, they were engaged with CDC and USDA's FSIS to try to determine a possible vehicle. Nothing was showing up, and it was quite a difficult one for them for quite a while. It wasn't until December that a health official from Texas follow-up interviews identified two cases that both uniquely said that they had consumed caramel apples that stood out, and when CDC followed up in the next days, the first nine cases we asked all reported eating caramel apples, which was quite the signal and the first thing that we had to go on. So once we started getting more data, we were able to initiate a traceback investigation with 11 of our cases, starting at the points of service, the points of sale for the caramel apples. We then traced that with the data to four manufacturers. At the manufacturer level, we did some inspections and were able to collect more data, trying to determine if any of the ingredients or materials had any commonalities. The only common product or ingredient we found were the apples. There were multiple apple suppliers, but only one, Bedard Brothers from California, was a point of commonality between all of the manufacturers to all the points of service. A few days before Christmas, December 23rd, FDA in the state of California went out to the farm and packing facility and did an investigation, collected environmental swabs, which came back positive for LM, which matched both of the two PFG patterns and were highly related via whole genome sequencing to the cases. Additional environmental samples from along the distribution chain, as well as apples collected throughout the distribution chain from Bedard Brothers, tested positive for both strains and were highly related with whole genome sequencing throughout. In terms of recalls, as the information came in from our laboratory, we were in constant contact with the firm. In December, they initiated the first limited recall, and by January 6th, they had recalled all apples produced in the 2014 growing season. Additionally, three caramel apple manufacturers, either associated with the outbreak or associated with the grower, initiated their own voluntary recalls of the caramel apples. In total, 35 cases were identified from 12 states, with isolation states ranging from October through January of 2015. 34 out of the 35 were hospitalized. There were, unfortunately, three deaths. 11 of the cases were pregnancy-associated, and there was one fetal loss. Moving forward, CORE's post-response team is now looking at this outbreak. They are trying to identify why caramel apples and not the whole unprocessed apples were associated with illness. It's not understood. Trying to determine the root cause for the listeria contamination. And our researchers are looking at enumeration studies for the surface of and internalization of LM on apples to try to determine a dose response with this unique vehicle. So I'd like to thank everyone. We have a number of states, as well as our partners in Canada.